So on today's Tech Tuesday, we're going to probably introduce something that you may not have heard about, but if you learn how to apply it correctly, it's going to be able to transform your business dramatically.
Welcome to Tech Tuesdays, a special feature of Discover Montcom podcast, where we dive into the tools and technology that help you market your business and simplify your life with host and producer, Dwayne Weed.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Discover Montcom podcast. And as you heard Stephen say, we are talking AI, but he introduced a term to me that was new to me. You know, because one thing about technology is it's always changing. So, you know, we are going to be talking about agentic AI.
Yep.
All right, let's start right from the very beginning. We all know about ChatGPT. We all know Gemini, and we all know some of those that are out there right now. Now, is this the new kid on the block? You know, now that we're in, you know, what is the term agentic AI? What is that?
Yeah, it's not necessarily the new kid on the block, but it's essentially the next evolution of AI. It's using some of the same materials that you have been, but taking it to the next level to where it can actually work with you unsupervised to help you grow and achieve the results you've been trying to do.
Okay, so that's basically AI, but this is different. You said it's different, but what is the biggest difference that you can describe in... I know we're here on Tech Tuesday, a new session, a new segment, a part of Discover.com, but for the non-tech person, what's the difference between the two?
Yeah, so think of AI, you know, ChatGPT, Gemini, all of that. I tell people, think of those as like your brainstorming ideas, you know, the assistance that you need. You can go to, think of it as like, you know, a person that's with you that can help you rewrite stuff as long as you tell it what to do. Agentic AI is all about it understanding what you're trying to do, and it's already doing it before you you ask it to do it.
So does it kind of think for itself, or is it something that you still have to provide a checklist of things for it to be able to do?
So starting out, you have to provide checklists. You have to give it direction. But the more you use it, the better it starts to understand, and the better it starts to flow in your workflow. So the less hands-off you have to be, the more you use it.
Is it something that it can start doing some general tasks for me, like check my bank account, you know, remind me of this, remind me of that? Is that what we're talking about, or am I not following it correctly?
Yep. So I wouldn't necessarily let it check your bank account yet. that's definitely not it. But for instance, if you use ChatGPT, you can connect it to your email. You can connect it. They've even got Zillow attachments, so you can shop around for houses. But the email one is kind of a big one that a lot of people use. I just tried this out a couple days ago. You could tell it, hey, you know, every day at this time, check my email, clear out my inbox, remind me of any important things that I have going on.
Okay.
And every day, like clockwork, it will go in and it will take care of that for you. So it frees up that time for you, so you don't have to worry about it.
So that's agentic. That's not ChatGPT. Nope. So that's kind of, but you have to feed it with that checklist.
Yes.
You know, so is it something the average person can do, or how does one get involved? And I know that, you know, part of, you know, Business Growth Engine, you guys are writing software for that. But before we go there, you know, somebody that's just hearing this term for the first time but went, it can manage more of what I want? Tell me more.
Yeah, so right now where a lot of it is at is if you already use ChatGPT or Google Gemini or even Claude Code, which is, Claude, they have it built into where you can connect like your Gmail, your Outlook, all of that to it. And it will walk you through a little bit on how to set up a checklist. And then once you do that, you're off to the races. So it's very user-friendly right now. The only downside is there's multiple connections you have to handle.
Okay, so with that, is it something that, how does it know if it's got a wrong answer or if it runs into a loop where it goes, you know, cannot compute. You know,
yep.
I might be referencing some program from the 70s when I said that, but what happens in that case?
So most of the time it will throw an error and it will tell you. So you still have to babysit it a little bit, but the nice thing about it is, for instance, you know, if you have it checking your email, you can go in there and you can see what it does, and you can set up, you can tell it, hey, stay in this lane, mm-hmm. and kind of set up these safeguards, as we call them.
Okay, so kind of a safety net.
Yep.
You know, you can tell it the parameters. Is there, you know, because there's a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm even one of those people. That, okay, I like a lot of what AI can do, but I'm kind of afraid of AI in the sense that, is it taking the human factor out of things? And should I be concerned, or is that just a debate for another day?
It just really kind of depends on what you're using it for.
Okay.
What I tell people all the time is treat AI as a tool, just like you use the internet as a tool. Sometimes you use social media as a tool. And really look at things that you manage on a daily basis that maybe are not, you know, human-to-human interaction,
mm-hmm.
that you just don't really want to manage every day. You know, you wake up and you're like, I have to check my email, or I have to, you know, I have to respond to every single one of these emails. And you don't necessarily have to. I just use email because email is kind of the big priority that a lot of people have. But
could it book you a flight?
Yeah.
What happens if it makes a mistake? I mean, what if it, okay, checking an email, it sends out a wrong email, or you ask it to book you a flight and all of a sudden you're going to some other yeah. I mean, is there any legalities that come in with this that we could possibly have a, oh my goodness, you know, this is not cool?
I think there's a lot of legalities with everything, obviously. But the big one is that a lot of these companies that are pushing this stuff, they're trying to set on these safeguards where there's always that human oversight at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, you talked about booking a flight. You can actually book flights from, you know, ChatGPT. You can connect like all the apps and stuff. They actually have an app store now. And when you tell it, hey, book me a flight for next Thursday at 5 o'clock, it's going to run through and it's going to ask you which ones you want. And then it's going to verify before it actually books. So it still has that little bit of human interaction.
Okay. With that in mind, you know, we know that agentic AI can solve some regular problems. How does that differ from like an AI assistant?
Yeah, so the biggest difference is there's two types of AI assistants. There's the ones that a lot of people think of, which ChatGPT, Gemini, all of that, where you're constantly feeding it information.
Okay.
But a true AI assistant is one that actually learns about you and learns more about what you do just by, you know, your daily interactions, your daily workflow. So this way, as you continue to use it, it's getting smarter and smarter. And that's where agentic AI is starting to head towards.
So people that are jumping into this, the next 1 to 2 years, we might be seeing a huge change.
Absolutely.
In that, how does it affect the business person? I mean, is it going to take somebody's job? Is it going to, you know, I mean, we all have these questions.
Right.
You know, and I know that technology changes. We said that earlier in the program. We can't get away from some of that. Mm-hmm. Like it or not, it's here. However, you know, can you touch on people that might have that reservation?
Yeah, and I was actually in that boat when I first started out because, you know, we've talked a long time now, and we started out as a marketing agency. And then as AI started to evolve, we've realized, like, hey, like, most of the stuff we do, you can do with AI, and it's
right.
90% as good. So the big thing is it's just like every other technology, right? It's going to replace some jobs, sadly, but the people that learn how to use it as a tool are going to be that much more beneficial. And with small businesses, I think the potential with using it is astronomical because as a small business, you may not have the funds to hire someone. And that's where the AI can really help you out.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a really quick pause. Mm-hmm. We're going to thank some of the podcast supporters. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what you at Business Growth Engine has been doing and kind of how you're taking it down the path of your business. So we'll be back right after this.
The Discover Montcom podcast thanks West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, M1063 WGLM, DW Video, Blueberry Podcast Platform, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to the Discover Montcom podcast. Thank you, supporters of the Discover Montcom podcast. Without you, this wouldn't be happening, and I really do thank you for that. So, Stephen, let's get into how Business Growth Engine is using it. I know that you have the software here. Mm-hmm. You've got it built out. I'm going to cut to the screen so anybody that's listening to this, you know, through one of their podcast browsers, you might want to jump over to YouTube and go to Discover Montcom Podcast there on YouTube so that you can actually see what you're talking. So give me a little introduction and then kind of walk us through some of these steps, if you would please.
Yeah. So one of the things that we've found is a major pain point for a lot of small businesses is as they start to grow, they start discovering that they need software to run their business. But the problem is that as they start growing, they start acquiring multiple different types of software. And then before you know it, you're trying to duct tape this software to talk to this software. And now with the introduction of AI, you're trying to make it all connect and talk, right? And if you've used any type of software, they all have their pros and cons. But the big thing is, like I said, as you continue to grow, you start to realize there's a lot of things that can go wrong.
Okay.
Especially if you're trying to duct tape them all together. If one software does not want to work that day, it could ultimately affect your entire
business. I've had that happen with updates that happen on the computer. And all mm-hmm. of a sudden, this program doesn't talk to this program. So how do what you have here with Agentic AI and what you're working into mm-hmm. your services that you offer, how is that working?
Yeah, so we took a little bit of a different approach. We have a mascot. He's a bee. We call him Nelson. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to give him more of a role in our business. He's our main employee. Our software is called Nelson Operating System. And it's an operating system for small businesses. We started with Agentic AI. We wanted to figure out how can we allow small businesses to operate at a much higher peak than what they normally can without spending tons of money and trying to manage all this different software together. So that's where the vision of Nelson came from. The cool thing is the easiest way to put it, it's an all-in-one system that learns your business the more you use it and actually helps guide you in your business.
Okay. And one thing that I want to, interject here on Tech Tuesdays is, the goal is to give information that people don't know about. In this particular case, you've actually written code and software to be able to do this. And yes, we are kind of promoting Business Growth Engines here, but at the same time, can you kind of walk us through what you've done and how this new AI could help them? Obviously, we want them to use your software, but how can they use it if they were out on their own? Kind of split the hairs here just a little bit.
Absolutely.
If you would, please.
And one of the big things is that one of the big things we've kind of pushed is this software is going to be free for all small businesses.
Okay.
We're not saying that from a marketing standpoint, but we legitimately want to help small businesses.
Okay.
So the first thing that you see, this is like your home screen. As you put in things, you're going to see your daily priorities. You're going to also see if you have any risks or growth opportunities. That's the AI working its magic behind the scenes.
Okay.
It's always constantly analyzing your business. And then one of the big things we've gotten feedback from is a lot of small businesses, they're like, we're working in our business, but we don't know where to go to the next level. And the AI takes all of your information that you put, you put your contacts in there, you put your emails, you put all of that in there, and it will tell you the biggest thing that you have to do to grow your business. So
those of you that are listening to it, we have it up on the screen right now. So again, go to Discover Montcom Podcast on YouTube so you can actually see this in action. So as you're scrolling down,
yep,
continue our journey here, please.
Yeah. So the first thing you're going to see is your focus right now. This is what we call Nelson's daily call. Think of it as your chief operating officer for your entire business. He's going to tell you every morning what you have to do to move the needle forward for your business.
Mm-hmm.
So this way it takes the guesswork out. You want to focus on exactly what you're trying to do. So for instance, with this account, he's telling us that we have to, you know, automate our scheduling today. Because as we scroll down, he's asking us, you know, why we're seeing this, and we can click on these, and it will tell us why we're seeing this type, you know, this type of action.
Okay.
And then if we scroll down even more, the biggest reason, this will tell you exactly why he's telling you to automate. So for this account, there's 412 manual tasks that they're doing on a daily basis, and he's telling you, hey, if you automate these through, you know, let me automate these for you, you're going to free up your time,
mm-hmm.
and that's the big goal with this. And then on the left-hand side, you have your inbox and all of that. The big thing is I want to look at the CRM aspect, which is your client relationship aspect. So if we scroll over and we go to some of these clients here, I actually have myself in here to show you guys. But the cool thing that he does is he's actually analyzing every aspect. So you put a new client in, you get a new customer in, and you know, you talk to him maybe once, maybe twice, you put notes in here, he's going to analyze it, and he's going to tell you how close they are to buying based off your goals.
You know what I find interesting, and I know it's the world that you live in, but you're talking about it like it's a person.
Yes.
You've used the term he.
Yes.
Is doing this. So you've actually come right down into trying to really, you know, put this person as part of the team.
Yes, and you'll see as well inside the analytics portion, he actually kind of pokes fun at you a little bit.
Okay.
The reason we did that is because, you know, AI can be a little bit scary, but if you have a face to it, you have, you know, more of a relatable type of personality, it's easier to accommodate.
Okay.
And that's where a lot of the AI intelligence is coming in, is that he's analyzing every aspect of your business.
But you have to feed it.
At the start. And then as you go along, there's actually a setting that you can turn on called autonomous mode, where if you have, you know, for instance, if this person's buying signal is 58%, he identifies it as, hey, this is a spot to where, you know, they're almost ready to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to automatically send out emails and text messages to them to try to warm them up to get them to the next step.
And these text messages, emails, how much control does the person have over what they say? And what do they have control of? Because, you know, part of me is like, oh, you got this. But again, I want to make sure that it just didn't call the person a jerk.
Absolutely.
You know, and all of a sudden now, you know, we're hitting some legal thing, or we just crossed that line and it went from a 58% chance down to zero because my AI partner here just screwed me.
Yep, and that's where when we were talking about all the safeguards and stuff, we've invested heavily into that. So there's 8 different security layers that he has to go through before he just randomly sends out an email or a text message. And the biggest one that you can do to kind of prevent some of those random ones is uploading your own standard operating procedures for your business.
Okay.
So if you have a way that you talk to your clients, a way that, you know, if you say, hey, every time I send them an email a day after they come in, an X, Y, and Z, you upload those, he can read those, and those become his word of law. He will not override those unless you specifically tell him to.
Okay.
And one of the cool features he's got because of the collective intelligence is if you are constantly manually emailing him, saying the same things, he's watching that. And he'll actually let you know, hey, you've done this, you know, 15 times. Do you want to create an SOP for it? And he'll generate the SOP for you, store it in his memory. So when you activate the autonomous mode,
okay,
he does it.
We're here on Tech Tuesday. Can you tell the people that may not know what an SOP is?
Yep, it's a standard operating procedure.
Okay, because I was coming up with things that probably were funny in my head, but I was not going to say them out loud.
Absolutely.
You know, but again, you know, we want to make sure that, that part of this series is that we introduce things that people don't know anything about.
Yep.
So somebody that is now going, wow, do I jump on Steven's platform or do I look somewhere else? You know, what kind of guidance, you know, because obviously you have developed it the way you and your company wants it to be done. You and your partner have said, hey, this is what we're doing.
Yep.
What's the difference between them going and, you know, can you just pick these off the shelf or, you know, give us a little insight there.
Yeah. So there's tons of different ones and they call them 90% of them. What you're going to hear is CRM, customer relationship management. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them do a lot of the same things. But a lot of them were built before AI. So what they're doing is they're bolting the AI on and they're bolting it on in ways where it's, you know, hey, generate this email for me and things like that to help speed up your workflow. It's not actually learning your business.
Okay.
So what I tell people all the time, regardless if they go with Nelson or another platform, understand what you need out of the platform before you jump onto it.
And that's just good common sense. And again, we're kind of splitting the needle here.
Yep.
And that's fine because we're here to learn.
Yep.
Now, any last little bit here that we should talk about? Because I have a question that's been kind of bugging me that's off topic.
Mm-hmm.
So as we kind of roll this into the end, any last minute things that you'd like to talk about this software and, you know, the agentic AI concept that might be new to people?
Yeah, it's not so much just the software in general. Software side, we've tried to make it as friendly as possible. Everything can be, you can control the AI as much as you want or very little. But the agentic AI side, what I tell people is don't be afraid. Try it with smaller things and see how you like it. And it's not for everybody, but ultimately, you know, if you're trying to run a business, it can definitely help you out with at least automating some of the smaller tasks that you just don't want to do. And that's going to be the big benefit.
Okay. So with that, somebody wants to get a hold of you, website?
Yeah. Yep. So we actually have two different websites now. One of them is our main one, which is buildergrowthengine.com. That's where we do a lot of our done-for-you stuff, and that's the easiest way to get a hold of us. If they want to try out the operating system, it's actually live now. They can try it out.
Okay.
Just go to nelsonengine.com, and it's right there. Nelson will be front and center. He's a giant bee. He's lovable. He talks you know, a little bit of smack to you, but you can give it back to him, and he's perfectly okay with it.
It kind of goes along with the thought that sometimes I think things are funnier in my head. You've actually brought the bee out to kind of personalize, but also help people.
Absolutely.
Okay. So with that business out of the way, I've been sitting here and I've been looking at your shirt.
Yep.
And it says Funnel Hacker.
Yes.
And I know that, you know, I'm tech, but I'm not geeky, geeky tech. Well, some might disagree with that. But with that being in, you know, being said, can you tell me, Funnel Hacker, what is that on your shirt?
Yes. So I actually went to, it's called Funnel Hacking Live a couple of years back. It's put on by a company called ClickFunnels. They focus, they're kind of one of those CRM systems out there. The reason that I went to that is because the guy that runs the company, Russell Brunson, he is by far way smarter than me. Probably the best in marketing these days. So his community is called Funnel Hackers. And their whole thought process is try to find how funnels work, because a funnel is a different type of a website, and hack into them to understand how they work. So this way you're not just building it just because, but you're truly trying to understand.
So in your world, this is the ultimate.
Yep.
You know, and you learn by what other people are doing. And you learn from those people.
Absolutely.
As we continue. So I know I just said it a second ago, but any last-minute thoughts before we wrap up this episode?
Last-minute thoughts is just, you know, take a little bit at a time. Don't be afraid of it, but don't try to automate everything right out of the gate, because that's where it gets confusing and that's where it gets chaotic.
Okay. Well, on that note, you can follow the Discover Montcalm podcast on discovermontcalmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, and iHeart. If you are a tech person and you'd like to come on the show and be part of Tech Tuesdays, give me a call, 231-250-9624. As I said, this is something that I'm adding to the regular scheduled programming about moving around the county and talking to people. That with the tech side of things, I think business people, we're looking for every little thing that we can come up with. And I think that that's important. So I didn't have enough to do in my life. I decided to add some more stuff. But bottom line, if it can help you, that's the important part. So my name is Dwayne, the host and producer of the Discover Montcalm podcast. On this edition of Tech Tuesdays, remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is produced by content creator Dwayne Weed at DW Video and Multimedia LLC at dwvideo.com or call 231-250-9624.